Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Kelly Schultz with you here on the Beaver Radio Network. Our final score, 5-3. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us right now. And coach, you were able to hold them off. 1-0 Wisconsin lead after the first. Your team in that first period looked pretty good. Emma Terrace had a heck of a first period. Had a couple of shots during that power play. But you weren't able to hold off the Badgers there on the offensive side. What do you guys need to do better tomorrow?
I wish I had some magic words, Kelly. Like I just told him, it's up to each individual player to just got to keep battling. I thought we had a great first period. I don't know if we could have played any better, to be honest with you. It was unfortunate. You talk about puck luck. The player wasn't even trying to get the puck to the net. She was trying to make a pass to somebody off the wall. It hits our player's skate and flutters over everybody. And Britt never saw it. But I thought we had an outstanding period. We were getting pucks to the net. We were driving. We couldn't have asked for anything more, and we were right where we needed to be. It's unfortunate. Second period, two bad line changes result in goals, and now we're down 3-0. And again, credit Wisconsin. They got you make a mistake, you don't do things the right way. They got players that could finish, and we saw that. So we're down 3 after 2. And it was a little frustrating at the end. I thought we got a little sloppy. We got outworked on the fourth goal, just bad coverage on the fifth. And I told them, our goalie deserves better than that. So. That was disappointing, but hey, the bottom line is it's up to all of us to come ready tomorrow and just keep battling because nobody's gonna feel sorry for you, Kelly. You just got to go out there and do it.
Well, exactly. And against a team like Wisconsin, you can't afford to make many mistakes. You mentioned that fourth goal. I kind of shook my head and I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, we got beat yeah. on the wall. They just came in and they ripped the puck right off our stick and they walk to the net, they get a shot, Britt makes a save, and again, we're all puck watching, and the first people to come to it are Wisconsin players rather than green jerseys, and we're not boxing out, we're looking for the puck, and again, it's kind of a, we just keep preaching it, but it's kind of a human nature to look for the puck in those situations, and we just keep telling them, you can't look for the pucks, so you got to box out, and they were the first ones to it, and they were able to tap it in, so.
I was impressed with the play of Kiki Radke and Haley Mack on their line. They've got a lot of speed.
Yeah, no question.
And even
Kiki's
Sylvia.
One of our best forwards. She's been out for a couple weeks, and I thought she had an outstanding game. And they just play with energy. They work hard. They play with energy. And there's no question. It's tough to ask them to go out there against somebody like Clark, who's a senior. She's a big time player, but. That's who they're out there against sometimes, and then you just got to keep battling, keep fighting, and we got to get a little better play out of our back end, just in terms of making good decisions and moving the puck, and we just got to see what we can do what we can to try to get a puck past Debian.
Well, and even Lauren Miller had a great power play today. Had two shots on net and three shots overall, at least in the first two periods. I haven't looked at how she did overall, but. It's nice to have your seniors leading. Unfortunate, though, that Maddie Hutchinson got called for, two penalties today? Not typical for, or one penalty, no, two penalties today for your team. Not typical for Maddie to get called that much.
They're kind of ticky-tack penalties, but, that's going to happen. It certainly wasn't, that sometimes they're going to make a call. I mean, she's playing hard. The first one they called a trip where, the player kind of lost her balance, but just because of the way her stick placement was, they made the call. But, that's part of hockey.
It is what it is. Coach, what does your team need to do tomorrow to come back here and keep this one close and maybe get a win?
It's obviously recovery is going to be big. It's hot out, so we gotta get a good cool down. We gotta make sure we hydrate. But the bottom line is we gotta come with that. Again, the attitude. We just gotta battle. I mean, they're certainly not going to back off. They're not going to. Again, 3 points are on the line, and we have an opportunity to get them. So that's got to be our focus. We've got to come ready to play, and again, take it 20 to time. If we can duplicate that first period, take away the unfortunate goal against. It's 0-0, and you just never know how a game plays out. But we're resilient. We'll be back.
And I mentioned, I know Bemidji State probably doesn't want to be at the end of. The other end of Anne Renee Debian, obviously tying the record with Minnesota's Nora 2 for most career shutouts with 43. I'm sure your team would not want to be the other team tomorrow in case she does that.
Yeah, we just, we can't worry about that. We just got to come out and play hard and see if we can't get a puck or two past her.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Coach.